It's so good to be with you each and every week. So much fun we have here. And it's just amazing how fast the radio show goes when we start talking and having some fun here and hopefully helping homeowners out all over the country with some of those challenges they have as a homeowner. And a lot of those solutions come from our Simple Solutions. And Joe has one for us right now.
Okay, Danny, I thought I'd share this one because I had heard from a listener who saw this online at todayshomeowner.com, the Simple Solution. And he was having trouble trying to figure out how to make square cross cuts with a circular saw because he was new to home improvement and he just couldn't get a nice square cut. So he went online, he found this tip, so I thought I'd share it. We photographed and videotaped this probably about a year and a half or two ago, so you can go online and find it. But all you need are two pieces of wood and you're going to make like a T-shaped little fixture for guiding the saw against. And so you're going to start with a 1x4. There's a pine 1x4 that's going to be the fence, cut it about 18 to 20 inches long. And then you want to get a half inch plywood cleat and cut it about 3 inches wide by 16 inches long. Then you glue and screw these two pieces together to form, like I said, a capital T-shaped fixture. And you want to glue it and screw it, but use a framing square to make sure these two pieces are exactly at 90 degrees. Otherwise, obviously, you're not going to end up with a square cut. And that's all you need to do. And what you, in order to cut it, in order to make a square cross cut, you just hold it in place and you guide your saw along the fence, the 1x4 fence, and you get a perfectly square cut. Now, the other trick is when you cut the plywood cleat, cut it a little longer than necessary, and to make the first cut, you just trim that off. Mm-hmm. And then you can use that to line it up with your cut line. So you don't have to do any markings other than make one little mark. You don't have to draw a line. One little mark, you line up the end of the cleat with that mark, and then you know the blade's going to cut on there because you just trimmed that off with the blade. Now, if you change saws, that might differ, but if you use the same saw and the same blade, it's a little hard to describe all this on the radio, but if you go todayshomeowner.com/simplesolutions and just search for like cross-cut guide for circular saw, you'll see the video will pop right up.
Boy, that's a great way to have one of these little jigs that you would have
right. That
you can make. And you may want to use a little glue to glue that together to make it more durable.
Exactly. Yep.
And drill a hole in it so you can hang it on your shop wall. And if you have a project coming up where you have a lot of repetitive cuts, it's well worth creating a little jig like this for the accuracy, speed, and everything there. Make it a little bit more pleasant to take care of that. That's great. Again, like Joe said, todayshomeowner.com/simplesolutions to find not only that simple solution, but almost 500 more. And so we've got some milestones here coming up, Joe. We've got to figure out how to celebrate. We'll be very soon announcing our 300th radio station, and
right. We're
going to be so proud to be able to do that. And then, of course, our 500th episode of Today's Homeowner Television Show. So,
500th Simple Solution.
Yep, and 500 Simple Solution. Champagne is in our future. You know, we really need to think about that.
I like that idea.
Yeah, so we're going to have to do something special on that. That's really going to be good.